Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 70, rehearsals commence. I'm not sure whether that's a description, you know, like rehearsals commence. Like this week, rehearsals commenced. I'm not sure it's a description or if it's a command. Rehearsals, comma, commence. Not sure which one of those I'm going to go with. Probably the first one, though. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, and me is, I am, Andrew Woolner. People who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that, because sometimes, well, you know, I like to talk about my life, or it's important to understand life things so the art updates make sense. Anyway, yeah, if you know me, you're welcome here. You don't need to listen. If you don't know me, you're also welcome here, but I don't know. This may be more boring for people who don't know me. But hey, you're welcome. You're welcome to be here. Wow, that intro is whew. Okay, losing energy fast. Let's move on. If you're just joining now, this is your first episode, your first update. You might want to check out updates number one, updates numbers, no. Update number, where's the plural on this? Updates number, no. Update numbers, no. Wow, okay. Updates number 1, 2, and 52. Those are going to bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the past 20 some odd years. I'd stick with those, just those, and advise against binging the whole series. It's not really designed to be consumed that way all at once. There might be a bit of overload there. Feel free to jump around and listen to different bits. That might be tolerable. I wouldn't do all of them. Where was I? Why don't I just get right into the updates? Because that's what's the exciting stuff this week. YTG updates, Yokohama Theater Group. As per the title of this update, rehearsals have commenced. And by my order, rehearsals commence! Anyway, the current team in the rehearsal room as of the end of this week includes interns Johanna, Sahana, Clara, Kaito, Alexis, and Flavia. It also includes YTG alumni. Alums sounds stupid. Sounds like they're made out of aluminum or something. YTG aluminums. Oh my God. YTG alumni Merritt and Chan, and Canadian physical theater expert Monique. So what happened this week? Monique ran two movement workshops for us based primarily on viewpoints, where if you've done some physical theater, you might be familiar with viewpoints. And we're really focused on ensemble building this week, just sort of getting us to sort of be able to work with each other. And it's coming along. It's going faster than I would have expected, actually. The group this year is very, very good at that. Very good at that. Of course, we're adding more people as we go. There's, I think, someone else is joining next week. So Monique has to leave sort of early to mid-July. So she won't be here after that. But my hope is that we'll develop a practice that we can do at the beginning of each rehearsal that when new people join, allows them to sort of become part of the group really quickly. That sort of fast tracks that adding new people to the vets, because a lot of these people actually aren't going to be there for the show itself. And then more people are coming in throughout the month of July. So it's going to be important to be able to integrate people, to have sort of like traditions that we can bring people into. So yeah, that's what we did this week. We didn't do a lot of devising, did a little bit, not a lot of devising yet, because this is still the getting to know you phase, the group building phase of the process. But I'm really excited. It's going really well. And I like everybody, which is really good. It's a really good thing. All right, photography updates. The too late photo thread that I've announced as being delayed for the last like 4 weeks or something like that is not delayed anymore. It is out. It has been released. You check the show notes. There's a link to it. And that went out. If you're on the mailing list, you've probably already seen it. Also, something you've seen if you're on the mailing list are the photos of Sonesse Stevens' comedy show that I took last weekend and or 2 weekends ago and mentioned in the last update. But those photos, a small selection of those photos, are now posted on the website as well. Those that link is also in the show notes. It's in the show notes. Sorry, I paused because there's an airplane flying past. But you know what? I can't worry about this. I don't want to retake it. I need to crank this out. My mother-in-law is coming. We're putting plastic disaster-proof film on the windows. Again, this is an ongoing process. This is going to be once a week, probably for the next 4 or 5 weeks. And yeah, so I'm rushing to get this out. Be the audience. So no big updates there. We're still in soft launch, but thank you to Jeff and Mayuka for getting the support ball rolling. But I thought it might be good if I talked a little bit about goals. So like the goals of the Be the Audience project. So last week, I would suggest actually, if you want to know what it's about, you can read the website. You can read the, you can go to awolner.com, click on Projects and Experiments, click on Be the Audience, and you can read a concise version of the of what this project's about and how you can participate. Or if you want to listen to that, listen to last week's update, and I went through that. But I wanted to focus this week on the goals of the project, the sort of in terms of the goals of like what the project description talks about, how any support that's given to me will be used essentially, but I wanted to sort of expand on those. Okay, so the three main goals of the project, not actually, these aren't just financial goals. The three main goals of the Be the Audience project is, number one, I want to create a mailing list so that the distribution of my work, which, as if you listened to last week, you know that I, as much as possible, am giving away for free, isn't arbitrated. Is that a word? Arbitrated? Yeah. Isn't arbitrated by a large company and that large company's algorithm. So I don't want to deal with Facebook, Twitter, yeah. X, Instagram, what have you, sort of deciding who gets to see my work and when, and also like what things on YouTube as well, like what things are acceptable. Like, for instance, I've been watching philosophy videos where somebody's talking about, say, gun violence, and they can't say the word rifle because it'll mess them up on YouTube's algorithm, and they will not get as many views because they won't be served to as many people or any people, or they might get demonetized. I don't know. But this is the kind of thing, is I don't want a big company to come between me and you. So I want to create that mailing list so that my work is available. It's all available on my website, but that also so that you're alerted of it in a timely manner. So if you haven't already, go to the website, join the mailing list. It's exactly where the other thing is. You go to awolner.com, you click on Projects and Experiments, you click on Be the Audience. And if you're on a desktop, the box to join the mailing list is just on your right. If you're on a phone, just scroll down. The mailing list is free. As I said last week, the point of this project is for supporters to help me give everything away for free. So the people who are paying are supporting people who can't. The people who are supporting me are supporting me giving stuff to people who can't support me because they're also maybe struggling artists or something. So anyway, I don't want to keep rehashing last week. All right, so that was the number one goal, create a mailing list. Number two goal is, and this is where the money comes in, is to work, make my work sustainable. And to be honest, the mailing list, being able to distribute my work, is a big part of that. Like, if I can build a big mailing list, that means my work is sustainable in the sense that people are going to be able to see it. Okay? Yeah. So see last week's update, as I said, for the overall pitch. Okay, how? How does this make my work sustainable? Well, the goal, now here we're getting into the goals. The goal is to raise enough money that I can set aside at least one day a week, or starting with one day a week, to dedicate to being an artist. Wait, I hear you say. Wait, Andrew, you already do this because you're sending us these art updates and you're talking about stuff you're doing. You're rehearsing 2 days a week. You just said that earlier in this very podcast. Yes, it's true. But I mean that I set aside a day a week the same way I set aside one day a week to teach at the university, and I have to go and physically be there because that one day is paid. The university is paying me for it, and I don't do other paid gigs on that day during the time that I'm supposed to be doing that job. That's what I mean, setting aside a day. So set aside one day to being an artist. What does being an artist mean? Without getting deeply philosophical about this, I mean, I don't do admin or job hunting. And for at least 48 weeks a year, one day a week will be set aside for making art. So the focus is going to be, of course, it's going to be on process. I'm not a content creator. I admire people who can do that, but I cannot put out a fully formed piece of content every week. Because that format just that doesn't allow me to necessarily go as in depth or think about or consider or rejig a project as much as I think I need to. So some days it's possible I might have a self-contained project, and that's going to result in a piece that I can release to you on here and on the website and on the mailing list. But, you know, I might also decide to put that day as, I might decide to use that day to do an online course on, I don't know, let's say like music production, right? I might do 5 weeks where one day a week I'm taking a course on music production, or I'm doing an online guitar or keyboard class in order so I can up my skills. Wow, that's not right. So I can improve my skills so that I can, that'll take me into making something that I want to make. So as I say, this is all process-based. Those days might also be a YTG rehearsal, especially during the busy summer period. But that'll be a day where I say, okay, I'm not going to do extra additional admin on that day. I'm really going to focus on being present and being in the room and being part of the ensemble. Right. But the point is, whether I generate that content or not, at least 48 weeks a year, I will have an update for you. Right? Per week. And those will be, so you can actually look back. We're on episode, this is update number 70. I think if you count, I probably missed 1 week. I may have missed 1 week last year that I didn't do a catch-up post for. But I've been doing this pretty successfully weekly now for 70 weeks about. So I can definitely do this. And obviously then stuff will be going on the website. I think there's been an average of one update a week, including if I include the podcast, the update about the podcast that the mailing list users get. There's been at least one update a week for them since this has started, and some weeks it's more than that. In fact, actually, that's something, just as an aside, mailing list people, you and I, we need to talk, and I need to figure out, do you want stuff at the frequency you're getting it, or is it too much? Should it only newsletter only come out once a week? But that is for another time, and this is not the forum for this. Okay, so that was the goal, to raise enough money to set aside one day a week to dedicate to being an artist. What is enough money? So if you've looked at the website, you've seen the initial goal is to get 100 supporters giving $5 a week, which work, or $260 a year, it's the same thing. That amount will make it possible for me to justify always putting aside that single day to make art. It will also, just not incidentally, significantly increase my quality of life. And let's be honest, self-respect, right? I'm pushing the half century mark, and I've never been able to make it even sort of part-time as a paid artist. And that's, I mean, like, I'm not unique in that way. I think a lot of us, a lot of artists find themselves in that position. But aside from the obvious things that having income helps with, I'll be able to afford supplies to make art. software, equipment, things that I've put off doing or getting because I wasn't able to afford them. Nothing horribly expensive, just little pieces like, for instance, camera lenses, music production software, specific ones that I want, that I see myself working with. This income allows me to consider projects that have costs to them. Right now, I've got to limit the projects I do that have costs to them quite significantly, which is one of the reasons we haven't been doing a lot of sort of like music or poetry things at the beginning of these update episodes. Because like, I want to get some music production software and take a music production course so that I can score my own stuff. Anyway, sorry, that was an aside. It also means that I can dedicate time to projects that I've had to put on the back burner. So the two podcast projects, because I haven't been able to clear the time to sit down and finish editing them. And this way I'll also be able to say, okay, that one day a week I've got reserved for art, that's going to be podcast recording day. And I can put that aside in a way that I can't do right now. So I can make it I can make these things priorities. So these back burner projects, I can temporarily make them during their production phase. I can make them a priority. And I can prepay YTG expenses. YTG does not have a war chest. And most years I am prepaying things. Our venue is very kind and they let us pay our rent after the show, after we've made the ticket sales for the people who are local. But I usually have to front all the costs for production. So set, costumes, anything we have to buy, that comes out of my pocket. And that is becoming less and less feasible as time goes on. Okay. What else will that do? That one day a week, I will be able to say that I am paid to be an artist. Okay. So we were talking about like, what is enough money, right? So more enough, there's such a thing as more enough is, let me illuminate my stretch goals to you. So above the initial 100 supporters, every 50 supporters after that mark, that's going to allow me to add one more day per week. And at 250 supporters, I'll be able to work 100% for my audience, for you, making work and giving it away for free. I will be at that level. I will basically be self-sufficient. And for those of you doing math or not doing math, that's about, so 250 supporters, $5 a week. I think after expenses, I calculated this a while ago, but that's about $53,000 Canadian per year, which if you're living in Toronto, you know, that's not an amazing salary for Toronto right now. It's actually about what I made at my first job in 1998. And it's less than I made 15 years ago when I worked for a multinational. But nevertheless, it is not a horrible salary in Japan at the moment. And it's something that's an amount that I could, like my family could live on. So just so you know, the stretch goals are to get to 250 supporters working 5 days a week and taking essentially having a modest salary from that work. And then the final goal, right? So making my work sustainable is goal number two. My final goal, number three, is to spend part of the year, every year, in Canada. So that means it'll depend on the year, it'll depend on the situation, but I'm envisioning between 3 and 6 months per year in Canada. Why? Why? You've spent 21 years in Japan, Andrew, and why now? Why are you? Well, you know, I love Japan, and I want to maintain my residency here. You know, a lot of my identity is tied up in living here and working as an artist in Japan, as an international artist. But COVID happened, and 5 years away from my family was unexpected and rough. And I particularly want to spend time with my mother and be available to help as she continues to age. She's completely self-sufficient now, but I can't take that for granted. And I also don't want to have that burden on my sister's shoulders only. I have to participate. I'm a member of the family. So that is part of the goal. And I currently can't do that. Right. Because, yeah, I currently can't do that because finances and my university job limit my ability to travel and how long I can stay in Canada when I do travel. Right. So as I say, this is the stretch goal is to get to 250 supporters. I would potentially be able to quit my university teaching job if I hit that level. And then it'll give me more flexibility in terms of where I am. Also something else I didn't write down in my notes here, but I would like to, I have connections in sort of Southeast Asia with some very interesting companies. Some of them are emerging artists, some are established collectives. And this would also allow me the option of traveling and working with them. Because traveling throughout Southeast Asia is not particularly expensive, but it is beyond my means right now. And it would allow me to do that and do some professional development with them. And yeah, so I think those are my goals. And I'm just going to rehash quickly. The three goals are creating a mailing list to make me not reliant on crap social media. Number two is to make my work sustainable so that I can keep doing this and not completely burn out from trying to do this plus make a living at the same time doing other stuff. And the final goal, number three, is to be able to spend part of my year in Canada, but also just in general, be flexible about where I travel to give me some options. Okay. I hope that doesn't sound super entitled, but I just thought I should talk about what my goals are. Okay. Anyway, that's it for this week. I'll be here again next week giving you more updates and more updates on the YTG show process. It's going to be great. Talk to you then. Andrew out.